Action Voice News, The Global Link.
Build Zambia 2064 comments increase in budgetary allocation to domestic sources. ZICSA takes interest in reported faults on imported Mazda CX-5 vehicles. And presidential campaign kicks off in Cameroon as opposition hopes to defeat Paul Biya. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Build Zambia 2064 President Joseph Mushalika has welcomed the increased reliance on domestic resources in the 2026 national budget, describing it as a significant step towards strengthening the country's economic sovereignty. Dr. Mushalika, however, expressed concern that the budget did not fully meet his expectations of being people-centered and addressing pressing challenges such as the high cost of living. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika said the budget placed greater emphasis on infrastructure rather than innovation, a shift he warned could slow down efforts to directly improve the lives of citizens. Dr. Mushalika commended government for increasing the allocation to domestic financing in the 2026 budget, which now stands at 253 billion kwacha. The improvement in financing the country's budget is important for the sovereignty of the country, he stated, adding that Zambia has for too long depended heavily on foreign support, a reliance that has slowed national development. He urged government to strike a balance between infrastructure development and people-centered initiatives that directly respond to citizens' needs.
That improvement in financing our own budget is very important for the sovereignty of this country. For a long time, our budget has depended on foreign people who might not have the interest of developing this country at heart. So that increase is very, very special. There is a bit of too much business as usual. We expected to see much more innovation in terms of a budget that is focused on people development as opposed to too much emphasis on infrastructure and development.
United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Media Director Sikwindi Sithula, has urged constituents across the country to monitor their Constituency Development Fund CDF committees and members of parliament to ensure that projects are effectively delivered under the fund. Mr. Sithula says with the CDF allocation set to increase from 36.1 million kwacha to 40 million kwacha in 2026, it is unacceptable for some constituencies to continue underutilizing the funds. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices, a chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Sithula stressed the importance of public participation in holding leaders and committees accountable. People must be held accountable because the money that is released is for the people, said Mr. Sithula. He further called for the depoliticization of the fund, emphasizing that CDF is meant to serve citizens regardless of political affiliation. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, says it has taken note of public complaints regarding faulty engines in some imported used Mazda CX-5 vehicles. ZICSA Senior Inspector for Import Monitoring, Cleopatra Kunda, said the agency is working with other standards authorities to determine the cause of the reported faults. Speaking during a media workshop in Lusaka last week, Ms. Kunda explained that ZICSA will first consult car importers to understand the common challenges consumers are facing before directly engaging the vehicle manufacturer. This is a problem the agency has also observed on social media, and ZICSA has taken interest in the matter, said Ms. Kunda. Meanwhile, ZICSA has announced that it will begin inspecting car engine oils on the local market following complaints of engine failures suspected to be linked to substandard oils. ZICSA inspector from the Import Quality Monitoring Department, Mwansa Malasha, said the agency will enforce new compulsory standards effective 1st October 2025, which will include inspections of engine oils. He further urged both consumers and manufacturers to familiarize themselves with the new standards to ensure compliance and safeguard product quality. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, says Zambia is open for business, highlighting the nation's successful economic reforms and stable investment climate as a foundation for transformative partnerships. Speaking at a private sector roundtable on the sidelines of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Mr. Haimbe outlined Zambia's compelling investment case built on a foundation of decisive government action. Mr. Haimbe underscored that after a difficult period marked by fiscal distress, the administration took swift action to restore macroeconomic stability and implement deep structural reforms. The minister affirmed that Zambia's policy environment is now sound, its investment climate is stable and predictable, and the political will to reform has never been stronger. He noted that Zambia is not merely seeking capital, but partners who share values of transparency, sustainability, and prosperity. This is contained in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by First Secretary of Press and Public Relations at the Zambian Embassy in New York and Permanent Mission of Zambia to the United Nations, Namatama Njekwa. We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a lovely afternoon to our listeners on the Zimbabwe radio station, a hot Monday weather-wise. And our currency, I'm looking at 1.34, the pound 1.17, that is a euro 1.76, rather 176 Japanese yen if you're driving a Toyota, 7.11 Chinese 188.75 Indian rupee, and South African runs strong at 17.28, and our kwacha, believe it or not, just, it's a strong kwacha, 24.21, that's the high Zanaco. If you want to bend your fingers, that's the sale price. And if you want to just cherry pick, you can have Access Bank, which is at 24.06 and 24.1 FNB. So quite a stable there. 519 is a wheat, 419 is a corn, 1009 soybean, 76.1 cocoa lovers per ton. And I'm looking at the gold lovers on 3808, 35 an ounce. The copper surges. Is it because of foreign importation? Rather buying our copper for pullets and all that in the war zone. 10260, believe it or not. Pay 10, 15, 2490, nickel. 64.70. That is jet fuel and 69.16. That is Brent crude. Lusaka Stock Exchange, Saging 25187. I've seen a lot of activities. It's very Chiranga cement. 46247. Dow Jones at 9341.37, that's a London Stock Exchange. And for those out there who want to know where the inflation rate, if you did pick it up, inflation dropped from 12.3 month of August down to 12.6 month of August down to 12.3 month of September. So we have a strong kwacha, inflation rate in a positive direction. And all I can say is enjoy your entire lunch. We have a strong kwacha. It is a bye-bye.
Thank you, Sheila, for that update. In Africa News, Cameroon's presidential campaign officially kicked off on Saturday with initially 12 candidates in the running ahead of the election on 12 October. The vote could extend or end Paul Biya's 43 years in power. Among those who hope to defeat the long-serving president is his former ally, Bello Maigari, the ex-tourism minister that launched his campaign with a rally in Douala. During the event, Maigari presented two presidential candidates, Tseki Seta Carson and Akeri Muna, who have withdrawn from the race and formed a coalition with him. This comes as calls are being made from all sides for a coalition between him and the other strong contenders in his presidential election, who, according to his team, will enter the campaign this week. Coming up shortly, Moldova's pro-EU party wins vote mired in claims of Russian interference. This and more, stay tuned.
Cervical cancer. Cervical cancer begins on the surface of the cervix. There are two main types of cancer of the cervix. About 80% to 90% are squamous cell carcinomas, while 10% to 20% are adenocarcinomas. Early stages of cervical cancer do not involve pain or other symptoms. But the first identifiable symptoms include watery or bloody vaginal discharge.